Just a correction, I'm from the University of Tennessee. That's fine. To start off with, I would like to thank Dr. James Larson and other members listed here of the Economics and Precision Farming Working Group who provided considerable valuable input on this project. In a 2005 survey of cotton producers in 11 southeastern states, 10% of the producers reported that they used a PDA or handheld GPS device to make some variable rate decision in their cotton enterprise. The evolution of precision farming technologies has increased demands on information handling, management, and manipulation. PDA and handheld GPS devices are being used to meet some of these demands. Some of the uses of PDA and devices and handheld computers are listed here. Some examples include on-the-go data collection, spatial referencing of yield data in different types of operations, different crop operations, ground truthing of remotely sensed images, yield maps, and other data sources, GPS referenced usually, and uses variable rate controllers and sprayers and other variable rate application equipment. The objective of our study was first to determine farm and farmer characteristics associated with PDA and handheld GPS adoption, and to determine technologies and other practices that complement the use of PDA and handheld GPS devices in cotton production. To accomplish these objectives, a logistic regression model was used to model the adoption decision, as well as univariate analysis of these same farm and farmer characteristics in the logistic regression model. The population subsets of adopters and non-adopters were compared on a univariate basis. In the Logit model, the adoption decisions were modeled as a function of the farm and farmer characteristics. The probability of adoption, rather, was modeled as a function of the farm and farmer characteristics and the other precision technology use in the cotton enterprise. The observed farm and farmer characteristics in the Logit model included farmer age, the natural log of farmer age, the education level of the farmer, computer use in farm management, perceived helpfulness and usefulness of extension services in precision farming decision making. Farm characteristics included the total acres of the cotton enterprise, the percentage of non-cotton acres, non-cotton cropped acres on the total on the farm, livestock ownership, land tenure, spatial yield variability, farmer-generated variable rate application maps, consultant-generated variable rate application maps, and variable rate application maps generated by fertilizer and chemical dealers. Because PDA and handheld GPS devices are used to manage data, a set of complementary technologies were included in the model. Some of these include plant mapping software, variable rate defoliant, insecticide growth regulator, fertilizer, lime, remotely sensed images, yield monitors, as well as the use of soil survey maps, grid soil sampling, and management zone soil sampling. Results of the Logit model suggest that farmers who reported higher spatial yield variability, use of a computer in farm management, and who perceive extension services to be helpful had a higher probability of adopting a PDA or handheld GPS device. The results also suggest that the probability of adoption decreases at an increasing rate as the farmer ages. Results of the Logit model also suggest that use of the following precision farming technologies increases the probability of PDA and handheld GPS adoption. And these include plant mapping software, variable rate fertilizer and lime, variable rate insecticide and growth regulator, as well as remotely sensed images, and grid and zone soil sampling. The results of the univariate analysis of the variables included in the Logit model at the sample means of each of the variables found that the adopters and the non-adopters differed significantly in all measures except livestock ownership, land tenure, and the percentage of non-cotton cropped acres. Results of this study have implications for extension efforts by providing areas and characteristics in which they can focus promotional and educational efforts in their precision farming areas. Information presented here also on the complementary technologies to PDA and handheld GPS device use may be useful in developing other precision ag technologies which can take advantage of information management benefits provided by PDA and handheld GPS device use.